Here's a happy, silly poem on a theme which has come to delight me as a teacher. The theme that we as teachers manage to destroy our students slowly but steadily. I'm not sure that this is all our fault. The fact remains that freshmen are somehow or rather so much nicer than sophomores, and keeps going that way. If we could retain the enthusiasm which freshmen have up until the time that they're seniors, this would be about all that I would ask of a college. This is a frivolous poem in sonnet form about freshmen who are building a fire as freshmen do in the fall for homecoming game, this sort of thing. The freshman fire. The profs are closeted, changing the courses, bickering. The juniors and seniors are plotting the sunset of empire. The sophs are whispering, dickering, lickering, snickering. But the frosh, the lovely frosh, are building a fire. The frosh are building a fire big as a mountain. The frosh have eyes that kindle for Phi Beta Kappa, ears that listen, souls that splurge like a fountain. The frosh are the salt of the earth and the pepper. The flames of the frosh's fire upward slog into the licorice night of the snickering sophs, into the sinister junior-senior smog, into the windless caves of the clouded profs. If sophs would froshward turn, not sophward frosh. What world were ours, what fire,